Good evening, everyone. I call the March 7th, 2022 City Council meeting to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. Foley?
Here.
Mr. Gephardt?
Here.
Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser?
Here.
Mr. McElroy?
Here.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis? Seven present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. At this time, I'm going to ask Judge Kevin Murphy to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. At this time, I just want to take a second and to acknowledge the individual who just led us in the Pledge of Allegiance, Judge Kevin Murphy. Judge Murphy was a municipal court judge for over 2 years here in Warwick. And I just want to thank him. That is a difficult position, and it is a very important position. It affects a lot of residents here in Warwick. Not only did he have the meetings here in person, but they also had it during COVID, where they had to do it over Zoom, a lot of moving parts on there, brand new world, and they did a great job. The city clerk did an outstanding job. Judge McElroy did an outstanding job as well. So I just want to thank Judge Murphy. It's important that we get individuals that want to serve our city. There's a lot of positions. We did a number of appointments. You'll see again this evening to appointments. If you're interested in serving your city, there is appointments, there are committees, there is all different ways to get involved. So please reach out to your council. But I think it's important that we take time to thank the people that have served our city. And Judge, you did a great job, and I really want to thank you for your years of service to the city of Warwick. Judge, I don't know if you want to make any comments.
I'll make them very brief. First of all, it was an honor to serve. And as you mentioned earlier, it is important for all of us to serve in whatever way we can. So especially now, as we're coming out of a pandemic, we're entering a brave new world. And it was a challenging time to be a judge. I think it's challenging in any circumstance, but particularly during a pandemic. So thank you for the opportunity to serve, and thank you for acknowledging me this evening.
Thank you very much for your service, Judge.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, good evening, everyone. So we are, I just want to walk through the game plan for this evening. If you're following along on the agenda, we've done roll call and the salute to flags. We are now on general communications. Then we are going to move to do a few things, executive communications, there will be none. We're going to do the acceptance of the minutes, and then we are going to quickly move through the appointments, and then we are going to have the public hearing. So I will explain this again once we get to the public hearing part, but there are two public hearings this evening. So there's two opportunities. The first public hearing will be on PCO 2-22, which addresses the comprehensive plan. So there will be an opportunity where council members can ask questions. Then we will open the public hearing. There will be, the process will be people that want to speak in favor will speak. Then people who are against will speak. And then opportunity for people that just want to speak and ask any individual questions. Then at that time, after the public gets to speak on that one item, PCO 2-22, we will close that public hearing. The council will then take a vote. Then we will move to the second public hearing this evening, which is the PCO 3-22, which is the solar ordinance. The same process will go through again. We will, the council members will be able to, after a brief presentation from the administration, council members can ask questions. Then we will open the public hearing. There will be an opportunity for people that are for to speak, for people that are against to speak, and then people who just want to speak and be heard on that topic. After the public gets to speak on that, we will then close that second public hearing, and the council will then entertain a motion. So it is two steps. It is two different public hearings. So we're going to try to keep the trains on the tracks to just discuss the one issue at a time, and we will work together on this. So we are now back up on the general communications. I do have one general communication that I would like. I want to take the opportunity. We have a great crowd, a great showing from the residents of Warwick. There are a number of issues that are coming out before this city council over the next few months, and it is greatly important that members of the city council hear directly from the residents. So I ask you to reach out to your council members for your thoughts on the school administration's application for two new high schools. So this has gone out. RIDE is reviewing this application. The city council forwarded that application. We asked them to continue the process. RIDE is the one that will review the application. RIDE will decide if everything is in order. And if it's not, the school administration will then fix that and then present it to RIDE. If it is accepted by RIDE, it will then come back to the city council. The city council will be the ones that would have to decide if we are going to forward the question to the General Assembly to allow the two high schools, to allow the residents to vote on if they want to have two high schools. Again, that is the only question that would be asked. The city council does not have the authority to change that application. The city council did not get to input on that application, so it won't be a question of one high school or no high schools. It'll be the application, do you support two new high schools? So please take this time. It's more information is available. We are here to listen. Let us know what your thoughts on. Eventually this will come back to the city council for a vote, so we'd love to hear from you. And the second issue we would love to hear you from is on the American Rescue Funds. There are federal dollars that have come into the city of Warwick. We're going to do a lot of infrastructure work. If you read the Beacon talking about how old our infrastructure is, a lot of investments is going to go into infrastructure. But we also have a lot of opportunities to do smaller projects in our neighborhoods, things that we didn't have the money before to do or the time to do. So please contact your council members with your thoughts of ideas specifically for neighborhood projects, stuff that can help enjoy everybody in the neighborhood can enjoy. So we are here to listen to you. So I just wanted to take this opportunity to reach out and ask for your interest. All of our emails are available on the city council's website. So please reach out. Any of my colleagues have anything under general communications at this time? Councilman Ricks.
One quick item. We are having our second Tax Relief Commission meeting of this year. That's going to be on Monday, a week from today, here in the City Council chambers at 5:30, where we are going to be focusing on perhaps extending or broadening some of the currently existing exemptions for those in greatest need. There will be a full wide-ranging discussion on all of that at that meeting here, same place, 5:30 p.m., a week from today. All members of the public are welcome to attend and provide their comments and questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Ricks. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to take a moment to recognize and thank Mayor Picozzi for contacting us. Saturday morning, on that beautiful morning, we were able to come here, and thank you to the Senior Director of Senior Services, Meg Underwood, for donating her family's Ukrainian flag that now flies in front of City Hall. As we're all aware that Russia invaded that country, and the mayor, in a great show of support, took down the City of Warwick flag, where the pole that the City of Warwick flag goes, and raised the Ukrainian flag to show the symbolic support that we as the City of Warwick have for Ukraine. So I wanted to thank the mayor and thank Mrs. Underwood and all my colleagues for joining us on Saturday morning in front of City Hall while we did our small part or tried to bring awareness as well as support to the people of Ukraine. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Councilman Howe. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. So I just want to touch on one of the things that you had spoken to, which is the school bond. So it's my feeling that we need to make sure that all the numbers are out there to the taxpayers and to the voters. When I say all the numbers, I'm talking about current bonds. I'm talking about infrastructure costs. I'm talking about contracts, current contracts, new contracts, healthcare costs, lease purchases, the day-to-day cost to operate city government. It's imperative that these numbers, all of the numbers, in an easy-to-understand format that projects out where we could be or will be with or without $350 million in potentially growing budget. Tonight, I will be docketing a resolution that will help us to get there. Secondly, today I had the honor and privilege of being at the Warwick Next School, which is in Ward 5, which is the ward that I represent. For the second time since I've been in office, to have the pleasure of viewing a principal of that school being recognized. And today, it was Principal Frank Galligan. He was selected as the number one first elementary school principal in the state of Rhode Island. That's a Warwick issue. It's a Warwick school system. It's a Warwick principal. Mr. Galligan was absolutely floored, totally shocked. They did an outstanding job keeping this as a secret. And when I'm there this morning, I'm looking at it as a great honor for Principal Galligan to receive, but it's also a great honor for the city of Warwick to have one of our principals selected, chosen, I believe they said out of 500 schools or some significantly large number here in the city of Warwick. So I just wanted to put that out there for everyone. Very proud moment for a principal, for Warwick Next School, for our administration, and for our city. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Councilman Lattiser. Councilman. Okay. We are now moving to executive communications. There are none. We're going to do on A, acceptance of the minutes for the council meeting held on February 23rd. Can I have a motion, Councilman Howe?
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any oppose? Any abstentions? Okay. We are now moving to item number one, announcement of appointments. Councilman Gephardt.
Just get to the right place here. First off, Harbor Master Guy Couture. That is the only one.
Okay, and that is an announcement that did not need confirmation.
Correct.
Now we're on number two, appointments for requiring confirmation, historical district. First up, committee report, appointments.
The first up is Donna Blue Tobin. The committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Foley. Second by Councilman Ricks. Councilman Lattiser. Any questions that were not asked earlier this evening in the appointments committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Seven yes.
Thank you, the reappointment. Number two this evening, Councilman Gephardt.
Next up is Ginny Leslie, same committee. Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Foley.
I move favorable action for Ginny Leslie.
Second by Councilman Lattiser. And Councilman Howe. Any questions that were not asked earlier this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Seven yes.
Thank you. The reappointment passes. Next up, the Sewer Authority Committee Report, appointments.
Gary Marino, Sewer Authority Committee recommends favorable action.
Can you move that, Councilman Lattiser?
I move favorable action on Gary Marino for reappointment to the Sewer Authority.
Second by Councilman Gephardt. Any questions that were not asked during appointments? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Seven yes.
Thank you. The reappointment passes. Next up is the Sewer Board of Review Committee Report appointments.
Carter Thomas, committee recommends favorable action.
Councilman Lattiser, can you move that for me, please?
Move favorable action on the appointment of Carter Thomas to the Sewer Board of Review.
Thank you. Second by Councilman Gephardt. Any questions that were not asked during appointments earlier this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Seven yes.
Thank you very much. If there is no objection, I would like to bypass for now. We're going to pause on PCR 31-22, and I'd like to go to the public hearings. Is there any objections from members of the council on that? Okay, hearing none. We are now going to move to referred business. Number one is PCO 2-22, an ordinance relative to the amendment of the comprehensive plan of 2013 through 2033 of the city of Warwick. So this is for first pass. This is for a public hearing. Councilman Ricks, can you make a motion to open a public hearing?
Move to open public hearing.
Second by Councilman Howe and Councilman Lattiser and Councilman Gephardt. Okay. At this time, is there someone from the administration who would like to present PCO 2-22? Again, I just want to go over real quick. Please, everybody, when you come to the mic, you got to really get in there. It's tough to hear in here. Identify yourself. Clearly, we have a stenographer this evening, and the city clerk needs it for the record as well. How this is going to proceed is we are going to have a presentation from the planning director or the administration. I will then ask the council members if they have any questions or statements to make. Then we will move to the public hearing part. We will ask people to speak for this ordinance. Then we will ask for people to come up to speak that would like to speak against this ordinance. Then we will open it up to general if you'd just like to have it make a statement on the ordinance. Then we will close the public hearing, and then the council will make a motion. So again, there's two different public hearings this evening. This one right now is just on PCO 2-22 regarding the comprehensive plan. So the planning director is going to explain the comprehensive plan. The ordinance for the solar will come next. So we're going to try to just keep this on PCO 2-22. Director?
Thank you, Council President. Tom Kravitz, the city planning director, City of Warwick. When I was first hired on August 23rd, this was the first item I jumped into at the mayor's request. There was a draft ordinance on solar that was being, the process had not yet been completed. It's close to being completed, but I was asked to take a look at that, and I did. And through the course of working with staff and fielding calls from the residents, it was clear that there was some concern about which zoning districts solar, commercial solar, could potentially take place in. Now, the city has existing solar fields. There's three of them in the city. As part of the due diligence, we researched the history of how those came to be. They happened through the zoning amendment process. We learned that. We looked at the ordinance as it was drafted, and we decided to simplify it. Before I get into the ordinance, though, the comprehensive plan was very silent on solar altogether. So we knew that we needed to put some language in the comprehensive plan that spoke to the policies generally, which is the guiding, the comprehensive plans are the guiding land use documents for your city as a whole. So they look at a lot of things. And it's important to amend the comprehensive plan first to speak to, in some cases, the zoning ordinances, which are the tools that cities and towns use to implement their comprehensive plans. Seeing the comp plan had very little, if any, language on solar, we put some in. And we figured out what to write after having several meetings. The mayor and I hosted a workshop at the police station. I think it was October 8th. It was the first time we jumped into it. And we just basically acted as a sounding board for the residents and really tried to fine-tune what it is people felt they wanted to see as far as solar goes in the city. The comp plan changes are simple. They're on the website. Basically, what they do is they try to utilize the developed property in the city first. I'm thinking of Bald Hill Road and other commercial areas like that that have big parking lots and big buildings. And it looks to put solar in those environments. And the major change that came out of the process was also to prohibit the commercial scale zoning in the residential areas, as well as open space areas. And so the comp plan speaks to that. Again, I'm not going to belabor it. There's a lot of you here to speak. We're here to let you speak. If there's any questions of me, I'll be here. I'm going to do this again for the zoning ordinance when we get to that item. But by way of procedure, I will mention, should the city council adopt the comp plan, it gets adopted first, and then the zoning code that we've written, the zoning ordinance, is found to be consistent with this new comp plan we've written. And then from here, the comp plan and the zoning policy, in particular the comp plan, goes to statewide planning for approval. But it's important to note that the city can work by its comp plan that it adopts, should it adopt it. And when it goes to the state, it'll be several months before we hear back from them. So I'll leave it at that for now, Council President.
Thank you very much, Director. I also just want to make a knowledge of the Sergeant of Arms here, Mr. Wells. He is here. He's handing out agendas. If you have any questions, you can go over to him as well on the process. He is here to assist the residents as well. So at this time, are there any? I do like to make a quick statement. Unfortunately, Councilman Sinapi was unable to attend this evening, but he has reached out to me. He tried his best. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it here. I do want to commend Councilman Sinapi for his work on this issue. He has been working on solar-related issues and ordinances for a number of years. He has worked hard to try to meet with as many people on this, on both sides, on all sides of this issue. So I just want to acknowledge Councilman Sinapi's work on this issue. Ordinances need two passages. So if this were to move this evening, that would be first passage, but any ordinance to become law would need two passages. So Councilman Sinapi will have an opportunity to be heard on this on the record and be able to vote if this were to come back again. But I do want to make special acknowledge of Councilman Sinapi and his work on this. And unfortunately, he couldn't be here this evening. As with Councilwoman Travis, unfortunately, a last-minute situation came up. The Councilwoman really wanted to be here this evening, but she's unable to join us. But again, I want to make it clear that both Councilwoman Councilman Sinapi and Councilwoman Travis will have an opportunity to speak on this if it were to move one way or the other. And anything would take two passages. So I just wanted to acknowledge my colleagues who both been working, unfortunately couldn't be here this evening, but I've been working on this issue. Any members of the council? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to say very quickly that I commend the planning department and the director, Tom, for the work he's done. I want to thank and commend the citizens who got involved and expressed their concerns, and then over the last week sent me numerous emails in support of the work that the city and the constituents did together. And at this time, from reading what I've read and talking to the department and talking to the citizens, I'd just like to say that this seems like a very well put together ordinance, and I plan on being in full support of it to save a lot of time. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Howe. Councilman Ricks.
Councilman Howe said it succinctly, and I concur with him.
Thank you, Councilman Ricks. Any other questions or comments? Councilman Gephardt.
Thank you, Council President. So often things come before us here, and they've evolved in previous committees and the planning board and the zoning board, and then we kind of get a packet and then we have to figure out what happened in the past. I've been fortunate, as have a number of my colleagues, to have been sort of part of this process as it's bounced along from the public meetings, from the original ordinance that we all reviewed and talked about with our past planner, and then this new process with our new planner. I have to say that the process as a whole has made me really proud of our city and proud of our residents for getting involved and speaking up and for affecting change. And in a time when people are so down on government and feel as though their voices aren't heard, I think this is a perfect example of their voices being heard. So I'm happy to be here tonight to support this measure. I'll also say that this first step in terms of amending the comprehensive plan, for anyone who's not familiar with the comprehensive plan, is an unbelievable place to start in terms of your knowledge and understanding of the vision of the city. It's 334 pages, so don't endeavor to do it in a night, but it does talk about what the plan is for the city and beyond just land use, and it does provide a roadmap. We're at this needs to be updated every 10 years. We are at the twilight of this comprehensive plan, so there'll be a whole nother effort coming in the next few years to update this and to think about the things that maybe weren't a factor 10 years ago. And so I encourage, everyone who's here today to get involved in that process as well, because it's really, it's important. It's how the zoning and planning departments and committees make their decisions. It's how we all make our decisions. So thank you for coming out in support of it. And I look forward to the dialogue tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Gephardt. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. So my colleagues have spoken quite eloquently to PCO 2-22. I just like to add at this time that I also will be supporting this amendment in its current form. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councilman Latta, sir. Any other questions from members of the council? Okay. At this time, we have the public hearing. I'm going to ask for individuals who would like to speak in favor of, again, this is just PCO 2-22, just on the comprehensive plan. We're going to ask you to line up and speak at the microphone. The Sergeant at Arms will turn the mic on for you. Please try to speak directly into the mic and state your name as clearly as possible for the stenographer and the city clerk. We do ask that your comments be as brief and informative as possible so we can allow as many individuals to speak on these subjects. So at this time, is there anyone to speak in favor of PCO 2-22? Go ahead, sir.
Good evening, Council President McAllister and esteemed City Council members. My name is AJ Pandey, and I'm a resident of Country View Drive in Ward 8. I was a little thrown off on how we're going to do this tonight. I was going to read my support for both PCO 222 and 322, but I will reserve. I'll come back up. You'll see me in a few minutes. So I just want to say I support the comp plan changes for PCO 2-22. And it has been a long journey to get here. A lot of residents have taken time along with the planning board and this administration. So I support this, and I hope you will take a vote on this tonight and vote it in favor. Thank you, and I'll see you in a few minutes.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Jane Kenny Austin. I reside at 26 Narragansett Bay Avenue. In light of the positive comments, I just simply want to go on the record here briefly that I support the proposed comp plan changes. They're important. They're for four reasons. They both update the plan to reflect a major new land use that provides a solid foundation for future zoning policies and decisions. They identify the land use trade-offs that are implicit in solar development and give guidance on setting a good balance in the future. They also incorporate the lessons that have been learned from the construction and operation of Warwick's three existing solar facilities. And it also promotes a more streamlined approach to permitting accessory solar in the preferred industrial and commercial areas. And I think the groundwork laid in the comprehensive plan is extremely important and commend these changes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm Bob Oberg from 150 Panto Road. And I strongly support the new comp plan amendment and am grateful for the inclusive process that that engaged the public in this issue. I welcome the additional protection that it identifies for farmlands, forests, and open space. And I also appreciate that it acknowledges that federal and state tax incentives have put pressure on those this valuable land. And finally, I appreciate that it acknowledges that solar does have a place in Warwick and in the right settings, that it's an opportunity for Warwick to do its part to help mitigate the effects of climate change. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Rebecca Loignon. Can you hear me?
One more time, if you could say your name.
Rebecca Loignon, 49 Sophia Drive, Ward 8.
Rebecca, we couldn't hear you last.
L-O-I-G-N-O-N.
Thank you.
All right, this is brief because I combined PCO 222 and 322 in one statement. So I just wanted to come here right at this point and say I am in total support of PCO 222. And that I'll do the rest of it for 322. Thank you.
We'll see you soon. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is Rich Hittinger. I live at 326 Thames Avenue in Warwick. I sent an email to the council early today or yesterday. Anyway, I wasn't sure if I would be able to make it. I'm certainly in favor of this this recommend change. And I think that I have had a career in the environmental science and engineering field, and I think this is a logical way for a suburban area to approach this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, my name is Gary Gliotone. I work, live at 283 Blue Ridge Road in Warwick. I appreciate the council hearing the voices of the public in regard to this issue, and I am strongly in favor of ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir, can you just spell your name for the record?
Yes. Gliottone.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, City Council members. I just want to thank you for the work that you guys are doing, and I want to thank all the citizens. I've been involved in politics, and it's terrible when you hear somebody complain about something and they don't do anything about it and get involved. So I am in favor of the proposed work that's been done against solar being used in open field in residential areas. So thank you.
Thank you. And sir, can we just get your name for the record?
Timothy Perpall, P-E-R-P-A-L-L. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good evening, everybody. For the record, my name is Michael. For the stenographer, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Last name, Zarum. Again, for the stenographer, Z like zebra, A-R-U-M. My address is 139 Northampton Street, Warwick, Rhode Island, 02888. I'm also a member of the Warwick Land Trust and president of a watershed group, but I want to clarify that I'm speaking tonight as a resident. To start off, I want to thank you, Mr. McAllister, as president, for presiding over this meeting. I want to thank all the members of the City Council and the public who are here to comment on this tonight. I also want to thank Mr. Tom Kravitz coming in to the city of Warwick and starting this off as one of his first major projects. And I want to commend him on that. My comments, I'll try and be brief, but these are limited to the comp plan amendment. Initially, when this started, I spoke to Mr. Kravitz. I also contacted people at statewide planning to make sure that what we did here would be consistent with the state guide plan. And I fully believe that everything that Mr. Kravitz has drafted is before you tonight is fully compliant with the state guide plan. I also want to mention that all the community involvement mostly reflects what is before you tonight to vote on. And with that, I want to state for the record that I support and also request favorable action on PCO 2-22, the comprehensive plan amendment. Other than that, the only thing I want to mention is that Rhode Island General Law, which is Title 45, it's in Chapter 22.2, the Rhode Island Comprehensive Planning and Land Use Act, requires that legislation reflect and the comp plan reflect the goals and policies of the community. And I think everybody that's going to vote on this tonight knows that everybody behind me has worked diligently for months to get this where it is today, and it does reflect the goals and policies of the community. I also know that standing behind me to oppose this is a representative from ISM Solar, and I do want to point out they have had the opportunity before the planning board to submit their own comprehensive plan amendment, which was rejected by the planning board. And I would ask you to follow the recommendation letter that came from the planning board in approving PCO 2-22 as it's written and presented to you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Michelle Comar, Ward 1 resident. I strongly support PCO 2-22. I'm really up here for some thank yous. Director Kravitz's work was unprecedented in going forward head first when he just got newly hired, and he's worked, you know, diligently for hours. And I thank Mayor Picozzi for recognizing the need to come back to the citizens and develop an ordinance, a comp plan and an ordinance that the Warwick residents really wanted to envision and to maintain the character of the city of the Warwick. And I thank the planning board who gave unanimous favorable advisory opinion on the comp plan amendments you see before you tonight. They gave the green light all the way. And I gotta say, this is my new tribe. I met so many wonderful people in this process that got involved in their community, and I hope this continues for other issues that we have important value in the city of Warwick. So I thank everyone in the council tonight. I heard your voices of support. I thank you for that. I know it's been a long process, and I think we all learned together about how a process could work well, and also for the content of these ordinances. I do have one question that I request be answered, is what, if this were to pass first passage tonight, what would be the date of second passage? Okay, thank you very much.
Hi, folks. Barbara Walsh, 62 Frederick Street, Ward 2. I am absolutely thrilled to be speaking in favor of passage of this ordinance. A lot of you know me. I'm a political junkie. I love government. I love to listen to you and how you debate the issues. I can't tell you how pleased I am tonight to support your efforts and the efforts of citizens that have been going on for months, putting in hundreds of hours. Earlier you talked about community participation and supporting commissions and boards. This has been an informal effort by dozens and dozens of people to take positions and work through the issues and debate and consider and be thoughtful. And they really, everybody deserves a real pat on the back for the efforts they put into the future of Warwick. In helping them to frame that, I really want to support the mayor's effort and Mr. Kravitz's effort in framing this bill before you tonight. As written, it needs to be passed. It is thorough, it is comprehensive, and it is incredibly thoughtful in terms of what Warwick needs in the future. In my experience, I've worked for state government for over 30 years, and I saw what statewide planning often went through in their efforts to be thoughtful in a future orientation, not what practitioners need to know about doing their jobs today, but how to think about the future of the state, and in this case in Warwick. I think planning folks don't get the credit they often deserve, and I really want us to be grateful and supportive to the planning department and Mr. Kravitz and the mayor for allowing this to go forward. And I hope you support their efforts. And I appreciate your efforts in being so thoughtful about this. So I am in full support of this, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, Colonel Simpson, 62 Frederick Street, Ward 2. Barbara's my wife. She usually does the talking for us. But I feel strongly about this. This has been an effort that started back in August, when you folks were considering the last solar zoning ordinance. And a group of people got together and said, this doesn't look right. This is not what the community wants. And a group of citizens got together, started working on this, and got actively involved in the process. A lot of us who haven't been involved in politics before got actively involved in this process. The comprehensive plan has a lot of community involvement in it, and that's what it's supposed to do. And Mike Zarum said that. And so I would urge you to pass this. It's what the community wants. It's a good thing for Warwick. It's smart solar development for Warwick. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of PCO 2-22 from the public? Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of PCO 2-22 here this evening? Is there anyone that would like to speak against PCO 2-22 at this time?
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
My name is Karen Browning. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Desitel Law with offices in Providence and Newport. I practice land use, planning, and zoning law. One of the fundamental premises of zoning law is that when you pass a zoning ordinance, or in this case, a zoning ordinance amendment, it has to be consistent with the comprehensive plan. What's interesting tonight is that you're passing, or considering to pass, both a zoning amendment and a comprehensive plan amendment. I find that problematic from a procedural standpoint. The reason, again, is because amendment has to be consistent with the comprehensive plan. That's the comprehensive plan that exists today, not the one that you amend so that it becomes consistent with the amendment you're trying to make. So for purposes of the record, I think it's important to note that procedurally, the process is flawed. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone else that would like to speak against PCO 2-22 at this time? Is there anyone to speak against PCO 2-22 at this time? Is there any members of the public that would like to make any statement on PCO 2-22 at this time that hasn't already spoken? Any member of the public who would like to speak on 2-22 that hasn't already spoken? Okay, sir. If
again, for the record, Michael Zarum, Z-A-R-U-M, 139 Northampton Street, Warwick, Rhode Island. I did want to just add a follow-on to the comments made in opposition about comprehensive plan amendment coming before the ordinance change. And I believe the city is following the proper procedure. I've researched this with statewide planning before, when this whole process got kicked off. As far as how far in advance the comp plan amendment had to be done, whether it could be done concurrent or they had to be passed on separate dates. The opinion I got from statewide planning is the city of Warwick is following the proper procedure here. And again, I would request that, as Mr. Kravitz did, that the vote be first on the comprehensive plan amendment, followed by the vote on the zoning ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other individuals that would like to speak on this subject, PCO 2-22? Are there any other individuals that would like to speak? Okay, at this time, can I have a motion to close the public hearing? Councilman Ricks.
Move to close the public hearing.
Second by Councilman Howe, Councilman McElroy, Councilman Foley. We need a voice vote. All those in favor to close the public hearing, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any oppose? Any objections or abstentions? Okay. Hearing none. Are there any members of the council that would like to speak on PCO 2-22? Are there any members of the council that would like to make a motion on PCO 2-22? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley, Councilman McElroy, Councilman Gephardt, Councilman Lattiser. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
7 yes. First passage.
Thank you very much. The motion passes. Thank you. PCO 2-22 has been favorable action. It's been passed for first passage. Next up is PCO 3-22, an ordinance on solar. Can I get a motion to open a public hearing on PCO 3-22? Councilman Howe.
Move to open public hearing.
Second by Councilman Foley. All those in favor and open a public hearing, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, so just to review, we are going to follow the same process as we did for the last public hearing. We are going to have the administration present. Members of the city council can ask questions or make statements. Then we will ask the members of the public. Again, we will do speaking for, Individuals will line up, speaking against individual lineup, and any individual who would like to speak after that. Then we will close the public hearing, and then the council can act. So, Director, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Okay, so we have the advisory opinion from the planning board.
Director, I'm sorry, it's a new public hearing, so if you could just introduce yourself again for the record.
Oh, sorry. Tom Kravitz, City Planning Director. So as part of the zoning amendment process, the planning board must report back to the city council, and they've done so through, I've crafted a memorandum here dated February 1st, 2022, and it cites the proper findings with respect to the newly adopted comprehensive plan, to which it demonstrates that this new solar ordinance is consistent. And simply stated, the ordinance, it recognizes, again, this is somewhat repetitive, but the policy, this is the zoning. The zoning codes are used as tools, they're the toolbox through which the planning board implements land use in your community on a monthly basis. So this ordinance, what it does is it encourages solar in the built environment, as I said before, in your big box areas, your existing commercial areas. It supports solar as accessory use solar in residential situations. You can still put it on your rooftop. You can put it in your yard as long as it's adequately screened. All commercial properties can use it as accessory as well. And those situations, actually, the planning board, from what I learned through talking with the development community that develops solar, in my experience in other towns, the incentives are really geared towards putting up these solar fields in greenfield sites or forested sites. And it's challenging to put them in commercial environments. Namely, we're encouraging solar canopies by way of parking lots, if you're going to put them in parking lots or on atop roofs of large big boxes. Canopies, of course, come with steel. They're expensive. So we're trying to make it, the ordinance tries to make it easier for the developers in those cases to just go to the building department and get a permit to put up the canopy in the parking lots. This is one of the things we talked about early on in the zoning code. When you think about it, you're really not you're not changing stormwater per se. You know, you're probably sacrificing a few parking spaces. As long as the facilities are adequately lighted, you know, in this proper snow removal in those rare circumstances where we get big storms, it's something that we're trying to encourage. We got a lot of pavement in certain parts of Warwick, so it made sense to go after that area first. Another key provision is in the use table, which is on page 2, section 608 in the use table. It was defined as electric power plant. That section is being deleted and rewritten for the accessory use solar canopies. So that's consistent with what we're trying to do in the city. The ordinance does look at existing contaminated sites known as brownfield sites. A lot of times, if residents abut these areas, they look undeveloped, they look forested, but there was a historical use that maybe contaminated the property. Those situations could be home to a commercial solar array. This ordinance supports that, and it has a bunch of standards that the planning board looks at to try to control everything with respect to, you know, the visibility, mainly is the main one. But they even do, you know, noise decibel readings if there is some noise from the inverters. In this, we look at decommissioning. There's a whole number of things in here, which it's on the web. I won't belabor it. Let me just quickly go through, make sure I got everything. Yeah, there's provisions for maintenance, enforcement, inspection, and there's the amendments to the accessory use section and zoning as well. So, you know, without, again, going on, I'm here to answer any questions. Maybe we open up the hearing and address the solar zoning policy too. Thank you.
Thank you, Director. As I know some of my colleagues have already mentioned, that this has been an interactive process here. We started in one direction. We heard from the public. We paused. And the administration had some public hearings, input, It went through the planning process, and now it's back before the city council. So I just want to commend everybody that has been involved in this. Again, some of my colleagues worked very hard on this, and unfortunately weren't being able to be here tonight, but I do want to acknowledge them, Councilman Sinapi and Councilwoman Travis. Any questions or comments from members of the council? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Very briefly, I also would like to go on record as commending Councilman Sinapi, and once again on this ordinance. Very well done, and I have to, again, rubber stamp what I said before. The input from the public is so important, and I got some great input, and the input was overwhelming. I plan on supporting this ordinance as well. Thank you, Mr. President.
Councilman Ricks.
Once again, I completely agree. Thank you to the members of the public who participated in this process to make this legislation better. And thank you to Councilman Sinapi and to our planning director, really everyone in the planning department who worked on this. Thank you.
Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. So what I see that's been taking place for quite some time and is taking place again this evening, this is democracy. That's what this is about. It's about democracy, and it's about good, responsible governance. Hats off to you, Mr. President, as well as my colleagues on the City Council, and to the Planning Board for having the resolve to take a step back, to listen to the people, to hear what they said, not to be afraid or intimidated, to take a step back and say, we need to take another look. What has taken place between Mayor Picozzi, his administration, the planning department, Director Kravitz, the planning board, and this city council has truly fallen under the definition of we the people for the people. I've sat here going on 10 years now, and we're coming up to our 10th budget. There's only been one other time when I have seen this council chamber filled with so many concerned, focused, dedicated members of the city of Warwick. We don't have this turnout at the budget hearings. It's a $330 million budget. The public, the members of the public that have come before us have been extremely professional, very respectful, totally focused, extremely well prepared. And it is truly a pleasure as one of your elected officials to be sitting here this evening and experiencing democracy in action. The people at work. We need to hear from all of you. We need to hear from you on the issues. And we have issues that will be coming up in the future. We need to hear your voice because you do make a difference. And it's been proven. You've proved it. You have proved it. Planning Department has proved it. The mayor's office has proved it. Mayor Picozzi, the council president, and the city council. And as they've also acknowledged, Councilman Sinapi, who put in an incredible amount of time into this, as well as Councilwoman Travis. So I personally want to thank every single person and every single department that has been involved in this. And I want you to know that I will be supporting PCO 3-22, and I look forward to continuing this process that has evolved as a result of this ordinance. Thank you, Mr. President.
Any other members of the council would like to speak at this time? Okay, hearing none, we're going to open up to the public. Again, we are going to go with the same process. We're going to ask individuals that would like to speak for PCO 322 to come up first. Then we will ask people who are speaking against PCO 3-22 to speak, and then we will open it up for anyone who would like to speak on it one way or the other. So at this time, and please line up, anyone that would like to speak in for, again, please get right in the microphone, slowly say your name for the record, and I could help if everyone spells their name as well. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. I'm back. I'm AJ Pandey, Country View Drive, Ward 8. It's P-A-N as in Nancy D. David E. Edward. I'm here again to express my support for the solar zoning regulation PCO 3-22 as recommended by the Warwick Planning Board. After many months of immersive learning about solar energy and the city's role in determining the best path forward for solar development, I'm proud to be here today and stand with the hundreds of Warwick residents who have made their voices heard. The document before you tonight were developed with extensive input from experts and overwhelming support from Warwick residents. We had 75 people who filled the community room at the police station for Mayor Picozzi and the planning department's Mr. Kravitz informational meeting back in October of 2021. Then we had residents who packed the city council chamber in November, where in addition to an extensive public testimony, the council was presented with a signed petition of more than 240 residents opposing the original and highly permissive solar ordinance. This administration took the time to pause and implement a moratorium. So we had a little bit more time to get this ordinance right. Then dozens of citizens publicly spoke in support of the changes to the comp plan and the solar amendment, the solar ordinance, at the planning board's meetings, both in person and via Zoom in December and January. And at that meeting, the planning board received over 100 letters of support. It's well documented that trees are proven to remove CO2 from the atmosphere, and protecting intact forests and large open green spaces is critical to reducing the impacts of global warming. We must develop a two-fold approach. We need to develop green spaces to reduce emissions, and we need to create renewable energy spaces on existing land zoned for commercial and industrial use. What we don't need is a quick fix that supports solar developers for short-term economic gains. The ordinance that you have before you tonight says yes to smart solar development and protects forests and open spaces. From Conemaugh to Cohasset and every neighborhood in between, Warwick residents have let their opinions be known. We are ready for smart solar solutions in Warwick, but not at the expense of deforestation, the elimination of green spaces, and certainly not at the expense of destroying our neighborhoods. Today, I ask you to please do the right thing and put residents first and choose a smart solar strategy and vote in favor of PCO 3-22 as presented by this planning board. Thank you.
Thank you, AJ. Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Leslie Derrick, Ward 4. I'm also chairman of the Warwick Land Trust, but I'm here to speak as a resident of Warwick. And I just wanted to let you know, I just traveled through 10 cities over the last month, and I sat at the window seat so I could see what was down below. And there are very few solar farms that I saw. I saw a lot on the roofs of the manufacturing facilities and large places, but there were also a lot of carports. And when I got to Mexico, I didn't see one solar field, but I did see
a lot of canopies, lots and lots of canopies. And we really, as a city, ought to be promoting that in some way or another. I also want to mention that Los Angeles has a law that if you're going to be changing your home or going to be making an addition onto your home, you must add solar panels. We as a city could be doing the same thing as well. And so any new construction and have no exceptions. I just think it's a novel idea. And also when I flew back from California, I noticed there were three people behind me. And as we were flying into Providence, they saw at Block Island, they saw the turbines and they were going, oh, what are those turbines doing out there? What a sad, sad thing to see. And then they saw the solar panels and they started saying, oh my gosh, look at all the solar panels. Now they did not know me and I didn't pass them a note or anything, but they were really into commenting and it's all negative. But I also wanted to comment that according to the Rhode Island Office of Energy Resources, this is done in 2021. There were as of 2020, 155 large-scale projects dotting the small state and producing only 73 megawatts of energy. The largest is a 400-acre forest that was clear-cut in Whortleberry Hill, which was a huge habitat for rare species. And according to the Rhode Island Department of Energy, of Environmental Management, rather, DEM, more than 1,000 acres of forestry have been clear cut for solar panels in the state of Rhode Island. And only 2/3 of the forests were cut for development. In Warwick alone, they're looking at doing over more than 500 acres. With the city of Warwick can only receive $5 a kilowatt hour. And now when you do the math, and there's 73,000 kilowatts in the 73 megawatts, so there's 73,000 times $5 is $365,000 a year. That's all the city is going to be making. And this is for over 1,000 acres of solar panels. Each year, that number goes down as the panels deteriorate. Facts are facts. Let's look for better ways to install solar and leave our forests and open space alone. Thank you very much. And I also want to say, I couldn't have been happier with the city council and Mayor Picozzi and Director Kravitz for all of the positive feedback we had from them in taking care of what we thought was important to the city. And I'm proud to live in this city when I see all these changes in democracy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. President, members of the City Council. My name's Nathan Cornell. I'm a member of the Warwick Land Trust and a member of the Warwick School Committee. I'm here to speak in favor of PCO 3-22. This ordinance was put together with fruit involvement of many residents who put a lot of time to get this right. And also this ordinance also has protections for oak grove trees and forests, so it will protect rare forest ecosystems. And as Councilman Lasser stated earlier, like, this is a democratic ordinance, which is opposed to some of the more kleptocratic ordinances found in other parts of city, other parts of the state, which has allowed for hundreds of acres to be cut down and has destroyed many forest ecosystems. So this ordinance can be a model to the...
Excuse me, sir. Yes. You just got to speak a little slower. She can't pick up.
Okay. My apologies. Yes. So to wrap up, so this ordinance can be a model to the entire state because this ordinance makes sure to balance the protection of our forests and rare ecosystems while also allowing for solar areas on areas where they're supposed to be, which is already developed areas. So I'm completely in support of this ordinance, and I think the council members have already voiced support for this. And I think this will be, could put Warwick on a map with this, because this is a great ordinance, and this will do a lot of good. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm Bob Oberg. I've lived in Ward 8 for 39 years. I strongly support the new solar zoning regulations that the planning board has recommended to the council. I encourage you to approve the ordinance and to oppose any amendments that would permit commercial solar in residential areas or weaken the performance standards. ISM Solar bragged in recent Warwick Beacon articles that they had had considerable influence in drafting the first ordinance. This was discouraging to me because ISM has no ties to this community and no vested interest in our financial health or in the quality of life of our residents. The ordinances we are reviewing tonight The ordinances that we are reviewing tonight, by contrast, are a result of a collaboration between citizens and the mayor, the planning director, the planning board, and the city council. IMS Solar continues to act like they have somehow been aggrieved by the city.
Sir, I just want to let you make your statements, but I don't want individual projects, individual businesses to be called out at this time. This is just on PCO 3-22, the ordinance itself. So if you could just keep your comments, we just want to give everybody the opportunity to speak in favor, but I don't want to start identifying specific businesses, specific individuals. We need to keep it on PCO 3-22, the ordinance itself, not one particular project. So,
okay. All right.
Thank you.
There are claims that, if this ordinance is passed, that Warwick will be considered an unpredictable place to do business. The truth is that if this ordinance is passed, Warwick will be a more predictable place to live. For working people, purchasing a home is the largest investment they will ever make in a community. In buying or maintaining a home in Warwick, people need the confidence that large-scale solar development won't be built next to them and decrease their property values and reduce their quality of life. Allowing such development would undermine the fundamental protections that residential zoning is intended for. There have been warnings to the council in the media about the long and short-term unintended consequences of eliminating solar from the city's toolbox. I want to point out for the record that these ordinances do, in fact, balance the long and term, short-term consequences of solar. By taking a more deliberate approach, Warwick has avoided the unintended consequences that communities across Rhode Island and across the country have faced by being behind in the solar regulation curve. Secondly, the new policies do not eliminate solar from the toolbox. Applying the most conservative estimates from a recent Synapse Energy Economics report, the policies advanced in the new ordinance could support up to 350 megawatts of solar development on commercial properties, industrial property, contaminated sites, parking lots, and rooftops. In reviewing the ordinances, please consider some of the things other communities have learned about solar the hard way. Utility-grade solar is an inefficient use of prime, environmentally valuable land. A report from the National Renewable Energy Laboratory finds that solar development consumes 8.9 acres per megawatts. It may be considerably less in Rhode Island because that report focused mostly on southern latitudes of the United States. As another speaker has pointed out, Rhode Island has suffered because of this problem, with over 1,000 acres of forest clear-cut in the last 4 years for solar, which is two-thirds of the amount of forest that we've lost for any developments statewide. There was an article in NBC News yesterday, which I forwarded to the city council, which shows that the ordinances that the council are considering are fully aligned with the leading edge of solar regulation in the United States. If passed, this could be provide a model for other communities who are struggling with the issue. In a time when so much of our public discourse is marred by cynicism and distrust, Warwick's process for addressing this complex issue has been a model of civility and public inclusion. As someone who has never been involved in local politics before, it has been a pleasant surprise for me to interact with the mayor, the planner, the city council, and the planning board, and with so many passionate and knowledgeable residents. In closing, I encourage you to vote in favor of PCO 3-22 and to resist any amendments that would weaken it. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, Senator.